As we read through the Bible, cover to cover, we move from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Which is your favorite? I like the New Testament because I like the resurrection stories. The stories of our Lord appearing after his resurrection to me are some of the most beautiful and inspiring stories ever written, because we believe we will share in that resurrection. Yet, despite my love of the New Testament, I cannot understand the New Testament unless I understand the Old Testament, because the Old prefigures the New. As we read Matthew's Gospel from cover to cover, we have now moved from the parables to the miracles. Which do you like? I like the miracles. I like the wonder of the miracles. Yet conversely, I believe that we really cannot understand the parables unless we first understand the miracles. Because the miracles establish Jesus as the incarnate God. And if he is the incarnate God, anything he's ever said in a parable takes on new meaning. I was happy to assign myself to the masses this weekend. I have that authority because I wanted to listen to my favorite miracle. Jesus walking on the water. Matthew puts this story right after our Lord multiplied the loaves and the fish, because Matthew wants us to clearly know that Jesus feeding the 5,000 was not a fluke. His feeding the 5,000 was not an illusion. He can do it because he can walk on water. The one who fed the people miraculously is not subject to the usual earthly conditions that we are subject to. He walks on water. And this miracle is found in 3 of the 4 Gospels. Luke does not use it. But when Matthew uses it, only in Matthew, in this miracle, does Peter walk on the water. And only in Matthew, in this miracle, are the waves battering the boat. In fact, the Greek word that Matthew uses is being tortured. It should read that the boat is being tortured by the waves. This is not a good situation for the disciples. Miles from shore, in a boat, in a storm, Matthew tells us the fourth watch of the night, somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. Not a good situation. When I was young, I talked my dad into an idea that I had. I was reading a lot of In Fisherman magazines. I thought it would be a good idea for my dad, my brother, and I to go fishing at night. So I bought this styrofoam mechanism which held a spotlight that we put on the water. It floated. And we were going to attract all kinds of newfound whoppers from the depths of Lake Sakakawea. We did that once. It was dark. And we had to make our way back to shore. We had to get the boat out of the water. It's tough, and we weren't even in a storm. When we hear these gospel stories, the great saints taught us to put ourselves there. Saint Benedict did that in his Lectio Divina. Imagine being there and then seeing our Lord. Jesus came to them in the storm. And the disciples were not expecting this. They weren't expecting this because they didn't know who it was. And what does Jesus say? What does Jesus often say? What did I teach you that our Lord mostly says? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And then he said, it is I. And he establishes his lordship. And then imagine he gets into the boat and the winds calm down. Imagine the awe in the disciples who were just moments ago fearing for their lives. And now Jesus is with them after he walked on the water and it's calm. What's their response? What do? They did what you're doing right now. They worshiped him. There can be no other response. And they said, truly, truly, Jesus is who he said he is, the Son of God. My dear people, we have storms that afflict us in our lives. As Christ came to them in the storm, Jesus is always with us. We may not always recognize him. Storms afflict those of faith. Storms afflict those of deep faith. Storms afflict those people of no faith. Storms can toss us like the wind. They can make our lives dark. But yet, Christ came to them and Christ comes to us. Maybe the reason the Lord set them out, he told them to go out on that boat, was so that he could come to them in that storm. Maybe the reason why storms come to our lives, the reason why storms come to those whom we love, is so that our Lord can come to us. And our Lord can go to them. Maybe that's why they come. That is the mystery of human life. This miracle teaches us that Jesus Christ is the incarnate God, clearly. But this miracle also teaches us the mystery of human life. And the mystery of human life is that we are helpless people without help from beyond. We are here today. We are here every Sunday to worship our Lord as our help from beyond. Amen.